Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation in Athens, Alabama, as I have a previous guest back with me today, Mr. John Merrill, and we are talking about something completely different than we did the last time we were in the studio, and I'm glad to have John with me. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, John Merrill.
Mark, thanks. It's always good to be with you, partner.
Absolutely, and today's going to be an interesting subject as we talk about infrastructure of our communities around the state of Alabama, and you're based in the Birmingham area through Wagoner Engineering.
That's correct. I took a position with Wagoner in September of 2022, and I started my work the day after my term as Alabama's 53rd Secretary of State expired. So it was January the 16th, 2023. I started as Director of Public Policy and Strategic Markets for Wagoner Engineering.
What caused you to want to take that path after being Secretary of State, John?
Well, I was delighted that they chose to offer me a position, first of all. You know, I had several people that had talked to me about going to work for them. And one of the questions they asked is, you know, who always talked to you? And I said, well, several people have talked to me one time, but the only person that's talked to me more than one time is President Trump, and he's talked to me three times about coming to work for him. But my wife's a little anxious about that because she wants me to have a job today and tomorrow and next week, next month, and next year. And with the president, you don't know how that's going to work out. And so I told him that, you know, I'd love to talk to him. So we started that conversation in June of 22, and September of 22 is when they offered the job. And my job is to go around to all 67 counties, as many of the 464 municipalities as possible, to have conversations with elected leadership, with appointed leadership, with department heads, division heads. What's going on in your community? What's going on in your county? What's going on in your area that maybe you need help with, or you've identified a need but you don't know how to solve that problem? In the area of infrastructure with roads and bridges, infrastructure with water and sewer, park design, development, implementation, long-range planning, all the things that you can think of that would be a need to improve your community and make your community what you want it to be. And we offer all of those civil engineering services as a part of the Trillin family of engineering firms. And Wagoner itself, we have 19 offices in six states across the South. So I'm just very excited to be a part of such a great team.
And speaking of the South, Wagoner actually was founded out of Brandon, Mississippi.
That's right.
By Joe Wagoner.
That's right.
In 1976.
That's right.
So it has a long-running history of engineering.
Years. Now, in Alabama, they've only been here for 4 years. And they had been there for 3 years before I joined them. But I was just excited to be able to get to be a part of such a quality team with outstanding professionals.
In 1992, Wagoner was given a statewide water management plan to work on for the state of Mississippi. That was huge, a momentous occasion for Wagoner Engineering.
Absolutely, and Wagoner has been designated as the firm of choice in several cities over in Mississippi, including but not limited to Jackson and Meridian and Columbus. And so having that presence over there gives you greater credibility in Alabama and the other states that we serve.
Let's talk about Matthew Butler, who was on January 9, 2022, installed as the president and chief executive officer of Wagoner. Great leadership at Wagoner Engineering?
Yeah, Matt is a great leader and a forward-thinking man who is always interested in looking at the next opportunity and the next project, but not leaving behind existing customers or existing clients, because he understands that in order to continue to be successful, you have to take care of those individuals and those entities that you're already working with in the existing business, but also growing the new business so your company can continue to expand.
And since we're focusing on Alabama and specifically the Birmingham office, David Burton is the vice president of Alabama and Florida business operations, and that would be the leader of the Birmingham area, correct?
That's correct. And he is from the northeast side of the state. He grew up over in Fort Payne.
Okay.
His dad was in the water industry, worked for Fort Payne Water and Sewer when he was growing up. So he has a natural proclivity to be interested in that kind of work. He went to Auburn University and studied down there. His degree has uniquely qualified him to do the kind of work that we do in the civil engineering field.
And when it comes to services from Wagoner, we're looking at water, wastewater. We've already addressed this a couple of times. Hydrology, hydraulics, watershed and coastal, broadband and networks, civil site and structural construction, disaster recovery, GIS and asset management, planning and development, strategic services, surveying, transportation, utilities. That is a lot that's been, I guess, accomplished since 1976 just to build like you would a Lego to keep building and create what Wagoner is today.
100%. And one of the things that we're so proud of is that we take pride in telling people we will help them transform their communities. And that's our goal, is to work with you to make your community be all you want it to be.
And you sit down with mayors, with county commissioners, with other leaders who are part of these projects for infrastructure. And, of course, as they say at Wagoner, it's more than infrastructure, right?
That's right.
It's transforming communities.
That's right. And one of the things that I did, well, right before I walked in to visit with you this afternoon, is had a conversation with the chairman of the county commission of another county about some projects that they have. And then I have meetings today with some of the elected officials here in Limestone County before I leave. Last week, we took four groups of elected officials and appointed officials to Washington to sit down and talk to our two United States senators and the members of Congress that represent those people from their geographic area to talk about federal appropriations and how we can be helpful in them securing those resources that will enable them to multiply their local money and to be able to construct some projects that have been important to their community for a long time, but they've not been able to find the resources to make it happen.
Other than making a living for your family, which is an obvious, what is it that you're passionate about this job? Where's the reward for you outside of financial?
That's a great question, Mark, because the thing that I enjoy the most about my work with Wagoner is I'm able to continue doing what I was doing as an elected official, as a member of the Alabama legislature, and then as a secretary of state, in working with the 67 counties and working with as many of the 464 municipalities as possible to help them identify their needs, but helping them go forward and take the next step to transform their community to make it all it can be. And so if that's by us providing civil engineering services, that's great. If that's by us providing advice and consulting services, that's great. If that's just us helping them find who it is they need to be working with, just like one of the conversations I was having earlier today, our firm may not be the firm that's the best fit for the people that I was visiting with, but we want to make sure that they're with the best partner they can have. And somebody might look at that and say, well, that's stupid, because if you're doing that, you're not helping your company, you're helping another company. My goal is to help the community. And if I help the community, even if we're not immediately getting the business, because I help them, they will not forget that. And then when the time comes and there's a good fit, they'll remember it.
When it comes to infrastructure, what do you think Joe Citizen wants for his community? You'll hear a lot of people talk about appearance, and that's aesthetics. A lot of times is aesthetics and what they're looking at.
Right.
What do you see as far as what the community wants?
That's a great question, Mark, but I think it's very clear. What do folks in a community want out of their community providing those services? Number one, when they go to the sink and turn the faucet on, they want the water to work. They want the water to be clean. They want the water to be consumable. They want the water to have the pressure to meet their needs, whatever that happens to be at that particular time. When they have to go to the water closet or the bathroom and they get ready to relieve themselves, when they flush it, they'd like to have that go away and not be reminded of it again until it's time to visit again. And they want to know that wherever it goes, it's being treated and it's being properly processed the way that it needs to be, so their community is not negatively impacted in any other location. The same thing with the roads and the bridges. Whenever they're traveling a particular road, they want to make sure that that road is solid. They want to make sure that road is safe. They want to make sure that road has the proper foundation. It doesn't have potholes. It's not going to inconvenience them by having them to be detoured simply because the structure of the road and the foundation of the road is not where it needs to be. And on bridges, they want to make sure that when they're crossing those bridges, but more importantly, when school buses are crossing the bridges, when ambulances are crossing the bridges, when fire trucks or police cars or sheriff's cars are crossing it, when 18-wheelers are crossing it, when pupwood trucks are crossing it, it's going to be able to support. And that support will enable that driver to be able to go from point A to point B. The same thing on our work with park design and development. The quality of life issue is so important in every community, and people want to make sure that their community is not being left behind. Everybody doesn't need a water park. Everybody does not need an outdoor park that is an example of what you would find on a particular development magazine. But what everybody wants is a place where they can go, where their family can go, and their community can go and celebrate. And last, of course, when it comes to long-range planning, they want to make sure that their community is ready for the growth that will come, because ultimately it's going to come to every community or your community is going to die. And they want to make sure that there's a structured way for that growth to occur.
Using Athens, Alabama as an example, because this is where we're based, Athens has seen tremendous growth from the surrounding area, mainly to the east, where you have Decatur down to the south, you have Madison and Huntsville in the surrounding area, but incredible growth, and infrastructure is so important for an area like this, like Limestone County, where it's positioned to be so close to Huntsville and Madison.
Sure, and it's halfway between the shoals and what we would consider the eastern part of the Tennessee Valley, with the counties that you just mentioned all the way over to Jackson. But having a working infrastructure plan, having a working infrastructure development, having outstanding engineers, good leadership from the mayor's position, from the county commission chairman's position, all of those elected officials working together to remove artificial boundaries that are in the way of progress and growth is something that everybody desires and wants.
Very good. Right now, folks, we're talking to John Merrill, former Secretary of State for the state of Alabama, currently working with Wagoner Engineering. Glad to have him on the program today. And if you'll stick with us, we'll continue another segment on the other side. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have this guest with me. He's been on the show before, Mr. John Merrill. He was Secretary of State the last time he came on the show, and now he's working out of Birmingham, Alabama, the office there with Wagoner Engineering, where they do more than plan and design infrastructure. They transform communities. Welcome back to the show, John Merrill.
Thank you, Mark. It's always good to be with you, brother.
Oh, it's great to have you back on the show and to talk about what you're doing. If you're passionate about it, I'm glad you're doing it.
Yes, sir.
That's the main thing I try to share with other people, is to find your passion, find what you love. If you enjoy it, then run with it and do the very best you can.
That's right.
The Mark White Show is something I love. I love being able to interact with people like yourself, find out what you're doing, why you're doing it, and then also encourage people as they're listening, because maybe there's an opportunity somewhere within our conversation, someone listens and says, that's a path I needed to take.
Right.
I heard something in that that makes me want to follow through with a new journey.
Well, and that's so important what you just shared, because what you do is you enable people that don't have the opportunity to sit down and talk to us personally to understand what it is that we do, why we're doing it, and why it's important to listen to their message so they can find a way to either pursue their dream or to understand how what we're doing can relate to them and their family on a daily basis.
Well, and we'll say inside basketball. That's since right. You were a basketball player, yes, people right. can get the inside of knowing who the mayor's talking to, who their county commissioners are talking to, and where they're making their plans, and maybe even come up with questions as to why a particular plan's in place.
Absolutely. That is so important. You know, I think our people are always open to change if it has been proven to them that there's a reason to change and the need for change is greater than the need to stay with the current system that you have in place. One of the things that I tried to do as an elected official when we would introduce new ideas is to have a pilot program so people could understand this is what has happened. This is the experience that the people that tried it had. This is why we need to expand it regionally or statewide. And in every instance that we did that, people were accepting of what we attempted to do and felt like it was a better course. And that's what our people are. So people that say that our people are not open to change, they don't like things forced down their throat.
Right.
And they don't like for you to just come in and say, well, we're going to be doing it. This is the way it's going to be from this point forward. When they understand that this is something that can benefit them and everybody else, roll tide.
How have you found the receptiveness as you've traveled the state? You had to do it as Secretary of State and when you ran as legislator, but as far as mayors and these county commissioners and other planners, what type of receptiveness have you had?
Mark, it's been great, and one of the reasons for that is because of the relationships that I've been able to develop with those people before in getting out and meeting them prior to my leaving the position as Secretary of State, now being able to go out and interact with them when they know that I'm just trying to find a way to help them in their communities. And people are always open to trying to find a way to improve their communities. And so I have been to all 67 counties for 11 years in a row. Last year, my first year with Wagner, I made 618 unique visits to those 67 counties. As of today, I've already made 45 visits to 18 counties, and people like it when you come to see them, and they're interested in knowing what you've got to say if you are able to help them understand that you want them to be the best they can be, and that's your number one goal.
Wagoner Engineering says that giving back is a priority. What have you seen through Wagoner Engineering that reaffirms that?
Well, just the way that they choose to interact with our community, whether it's making donations, financial donations, time donations, resource donations to the communities that we're currently in or those that we hope to be in, where they are able to clearly make it an understood premise to those elected officials, those community leaders, those key communicators, that what we'd like to see is you continue to move on the path that you're on because you think this is the best way to go. What can we do to help you be successful?
Have you seen any particular events that have come here in the state of Alabama since you've been here?
Not in Alabama. Where I have seen most of those things continue to grow and develop has been over in Jackson, Mississippi, and in the southern part of Mississippi, down near Biloxi and Pascagoula, Gulfport, also up in Tupelo, and then over across in Columbus, where so many people, because we have several offices that are there in Mississippi, and people are very familiar with the Wagner name over there, and our goal here is to add that same level of credibility that they have over there.
Obviously, that's an investment in the community, food drives, fundraisers, events that bring the staff
That's right.
to the table to say we're here for the community, not just to sell something,
That's right.
but to be a part of the community, to work within the community and show that we care.
It's funny you mentioned that, Mark, because earlier this week I was in the Black Belt in a particular county, and I had one of the commissioners ask me, because I was talking about a specific project, and he said, well, let me ask you this. He said, are y'all the only ones that can do this work? And I said, no, sir. I said, there's a lot of people that can do the work that we're talking about doing for you, and they could also do this kind of work and that kind of work and this kind of work. And I said, and some of them could even take y'all to Washington, just like I did your commissioner who went with me last week. And I said, some of them may even be able to help you identify some resources that you can secure and get an appropriation from one of our senators or a member of Congress. And then I stopped and I turned around and I looked at the seats that were behind me. And I looked on this side and then I looked on the other side and then I turned back to him and I said, but I don't see them here. I said, I am here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here because I want to work for you, just like I did when I was your Secretary of State. And I want you to be successful in what you're doing. So I need you to believe that what we're doing is the right and the best thing to do. And I want to be on your team. So that was a pretty clear message, especially when I looked around and I said, they're not here.
That's a great message. And he looked around and they're not.
That's exactly right.
That's good. And coming from the Rogersville-Anderson area in Lauderdale County, one of the topics of consideration has been broadband and internet. And that's a big deal across the state of Alabama, as a lot of people in rural areas do not have the type of broadband network that, say, we have in Huntsville or Athens or Birmingham and some of your larger areas.
Sure. And it's that way in Mississippi, too. And that's why we have dedicated team members that are responsible for broadband growth and expansion in Alabama and in Mississippi, because we want our people to be the leaders in those communities to help those communities identify the provider that will allow us to work with them so that they can lay the middle lines, they can lay the end lines, and then people will have an opportunity to sign on to that service so they can have high-speed internet at their point of origin, which is usually their home. But in some instances, unfortunately, it's schools. Some instances, it's healthcare facilities. Some instances, it's businesses. And whenever you don't have access to high-speed internet today and you're in a healthcare, if you're in business, or if you're in education, that's a major disadvantage.
John, I want people who are listening right now that are in these leadership positions to know how to contact Wagoner Engineering.
Yes, sir.
If they want to sit down and talk to you about the services that Wagoner Engineering has, where do they go?
Well, they can call me directly on my cell phone. It's the same cell phone I had when I was the Secretary of State that I gave the number out here, just like I did all over Alabama whenever I was in interviews, 334-328-2787. And again, people say, well, why did you give your cell phone number out to everybody that you meet? Well, when I was a secretary, I wanted people to gain access to me, be able to reach me so we could help them solve their problems. Same thing with Wagoner. If they have needs, we want to make sure that we're in a position to meet those needs. So they can call me, and if we're not the firm of choice, we'll help you identify the firm that can be most helpful to you.
And if people want to find out a lot of the information that I shared today, they can go to the website. That's WagonerEng.com. That's WagonerEng.com. They can find out all the information that's been shared through the show. I think we've covered it pretty well today.
Thank you, my friend. And I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk about the work that we're doing now and trying to continue to make Alabama be all Alabama can be.
It's my pleasure, John Merrill. Thank you for joining me on the show today.
Good to see you, Mark.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection, with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Some gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.